My fellow Americans, we survived. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody talks about the candidates and what they've been through. But what about us? I counted my mail. 52 pieces of political mail in the last 2 weeks. There's no room for the regular junk mail. I haven't seen my name in giant letters on a contest envelope in at least a month. And the phone calls. No wonder the economy's tanking. The mortgage brokers can't get through anymore. Then we had to figure out who was telling us the truth, the crazy people on Fox or the other crazy people on MSNBC. CNN tries to be objective, but that just makes it tougher to figure out their hidden agenda. And then, just when you think you know what's true, somebody mails you a link to a blog that proves Barack Obama was raised by a religious nut or toasted a terrorist or has a half-aunt in Boston, and there goes your evening. Another 3 hours on PolitiFact.com. Or you're ready to settle down in bed, and the look on your partner's eyes is telling you this is your lucky night. But then your BlackBerry chimes with a link to a new Sarah Palin parody, and you have to drop everything. Ah, but today we hand the whole shebang over to the winner. For the winner, today is the best day of his life. Because until today, his goal was simple, to get one more electoral vote than the other guy. But starting tomorrow, it's back to reality, where the goals are no longer clear, campaign promises have to be paid for, and mistakes have consequences. While we get our mailboxes, our phones, and our TVs back until the bank repossesses them. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.